name is Michelle Bachman. I stand here in the midst of many friends and many family members to announce formally my candidacy for President of the United States.
She's currently a congresswoman from the state of Minnesota. She's now campaigning hard in Iowa. That's her yesterday announcing her candidacy officially to be President of the United States, something she suggested that she would be doing at the GOP debate a week ago, where she actually shined over many of the candidates. And the polling in Iowa shows her neck and neck with Mitt Romney. We want your response to Michelle Bachman, your impressions of her candidacy and her tenure. Minnesotan listeners hearing us on KFAI, what would you tell other takeaway listeners around the country about Representative Bachman? Heather on Facebook says, last election in Minnesota, she eked out a win over a moderate Democrat. I can't speak for all my fellow Minnesotans, but I suspect she would not even win her home state in a presidential bid. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE. How will Bachman's entry affect the GOP race? Well, helping us to answer that question or explore it for a moment is Jim Warren, columnist for the Chicago News Cooperative and the New York Times and national correspondent for The Atlantic. Jim, it's always great to talk to you.
Good morning. The morning after Blago, our long Chicago nightmare is over.
Yeah, we're trying to forget that. But looking forward on the GOP's shakeup with Bachman in the race, do you think this is a significant candidacy here, or is this a bit of a flash in the pan that the media will follow for a month or two? And unless her fundraising like spikes, she may be in the pack along with Gingrich and the rest of them.
Well, I think the field is so discombobulated right now, you'd be nutty to get too unequivocal about this. And I'm sort of humbled in remembering, what was it, back in 92, the so-called seven dwarfs of the Democratic Party, all these, you know, unknowns with, for a while, Paul Tsongas seemingly leading the field. And out of that pack came one president and two, Gore and Biden, two vice presidents. I mean, right now she's obviously benefiting from what many, and you alluded to, and at least in the pundit class, deemed a really strong first debate performance. I have to admit, I didn't quite see it the same way. But she's got a relatively large but diffuse number of donors and supporters who seem to be Tea Party diehards, and at this moment is exploiting the weakness of the field. And what she's doing at minimum, John, seems to be really hurting right now the chances of the likes of Pawlenty, while making a few folks like Gingrich and Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator, look almost irrelevant.
Well, that's interesting to me, because it seems to me the debate tactic, you could say what you want about the rhetoric, and again, I found it a fairly much of a snore myself, but it did seem as though Michelle Bachman stood out as someone who doesn't pull her punches, who is clearly focused, whereas Mitt Romney is kind of very mainstream. Pawlenty, you know, kind of wouldn't do anything bold, and Santorum looks, you know, relatively generic by comparison.
Yeah, I mean, but there's also, you know, maybe a double-edged sword there. I was reminded, I was blabbing about Blago on MSNBC last night, and right before I came on, they were doing a Bachman story and showing a clip of her with Chris Matthews, I guess a few years back, where she essentially was doubting the patriotism of the president and other Democrats. And it just reminded how what essentially made her on the national scene, at least up to this point, a seeming, you know, love of being on cable TV could also undo her as she becomes more serious. And a lot of these curious, even crazy things like questioning the patriotism of Democrats get scrutinized to a far greater extent. And you began seeing that, I think, over the weekend. I believe it was the Los Angeles Times raising questions about both state and federal subsidies that she has benefited from, state subsidy for Christian counseling service, I think, and then federal subsidies for you know, a family-owned farm. And, you know, he or she who lives by cable can also die by it. So
well let's hear that. We actually got that clip that you referred to. You were blabbing about Blago. Is that an actual show on MSNBC or just a segment? Here's Chris. Here's Chris Matthews in that exchange that you just referred to with Michelle Bachman back in 2008.
So you believe that Barack Obama may have anti-American views? Yeah, absolutely. I'm very concerned that he may have anti-American views. That's what the American people are concerned about. That's why they want to know what his answers are. That's why Joe the plumber has figured so highly in the last few days.
Okay. Now, part of that kind of an exchange endears her to as many people who think that, she's a little bit off the rail.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, it was interesting, that little back and forth with on Sunday. I missed it, but I've seen the clips with Chris Wallace from Fox, you know, on presumably Bachman-friendly turf of Fox Morning Show. And he simply asks her about, you know, being a flake. Now, I guess he's backtracked and slightly apologized. But, you know, I think that's sort of impression, if it got out there, could hurt her. But to me, the most interesting thing right now is that she's sort of seemingly trying to position herself as sort of the more rational Palin. What happens if the real Palin, gets into the race? Where does that leave somebody like her?
Is it unfair to put those two together, Palin and Bachman, though? I mean, shouldn't the better comparison be Bachman versus Romney?
No, because I think if you're looking at the folks whom they're going to attempt to attract, I mean, when Romney's going to obviously, you know, sharply, particularly when they get to New Hampshire, is going to tack to the center, that's not an area where, you know, Bachman's going to find many votes. So I think, you know, more on the fringes with the Tea Party diehards, who she's going to hope will come out strong in Iowa, all the more so if Romney, who's, it's unclear what his plans are for Iowa, if he does not compete. And then you go to New Hampshire, where, let's not forget, you know, Pat Buchanan won. So,
right. So quickly, Jim, before we go, are the pairings Palin versus Bachman in your view and Huntsman versus Romney at this point? 20 seconds.
Palin versus her, yes. Huntsman, I don't know. Huntsman may be more, upon close inspection, seem more like someone would want as a cabinet secretary than a president.
All right. So, Jim Warren, columnist for the Chicago News Cooperative and the New York Times and national correspondent for The Atlantic. Bachman and the GOP. Weigh in, won't you? Go to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.